Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single story display home in South Australia. Distinctivehomes.com.au.
Baby, there it is.
Now, Mick, this is the Crows pre-season camp here.
That went well. No, this is great. I'll be popping this on in the bedroom at about, I don't know, 10:50 on Friday night for a little bit of boudoir action. Hopefully there'll be someone else involved.
Mick, does it just feel like now in September that this just happens every year? Because it was only a couple of years ago that you'd be on all of those.
This was a faint memory. No, we had a good year last year. We've had a good year this year, but it won't be done until we take the chockies. It's going to be big. It's huge over here in Melbourne right now. It's like it should be a public holiday. This is the biggest single day coming up that this state has known. They could have sold 150,000 tickets to this thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Richmond and Collingwood fans all packed in to the one arena. What could go wrong?
Richmond and Collingwood fans, do they understand the concept of a public holiday? Don't they just have most days off?
I suppose you've got to have a job, really, to understand the concept of a holiday. Here's something I worry about, though, and I hope this isn't a factor. Have you guys seen the Week 25 free kick differential ladder?
No.
I don't like going on about it. Well, guess it. No, the free kick differential ladder, number one, top of the ladder, at plus 103 free kicks for the year, Collingwood.
Collingwood on top.
Collingwood
on
top. 18. Guess who's 18? Stone cold last. Richmond, negative 119.
Oh,
that's a difference of, get the calculators out, about 200. Let's call it 200.
Start playing the ball.
200.
Hey, shut up, mate. Stop playing the ball. That's the way we play it. That is unbelievable.
How is Eddie going anyway?
Oh, look, you know the Eddie I like? West Coast Eddie? Remember him over there at West Coast?
Oh, that was awesome.
When he was blowing up. Well, seriously, I didn't know if that was his face or the Telstra heat map. You know, I just went, what is going on over there?
He was hot.
He's sitting there with his two sons. He doesn't realise it yet, but I've offered his son $500 for his ticket. That's the look on his face when he sits there and he sits down and I'm next to him. How good would that be?
I reckon you should do that, mate.
I don't care. I'll sit on his lap. I'll sit on his lap for the entire game. I'll give him a lap dance after every Richmond goal, if that's what it takes.
Now, can you win without Dusty? He won't play.
Dusty, I've spoken to the doctors. Mm. It's a bit of knee damage associated with kicking lots of goals from impossible angles. The technical. He showed me the X-rays. It's the only thing it can be from. Right. Hey, Dusty plays. What about Mason Cox? Not only do I think he not plays, I think he might get deported.
Mason Cox deported.
Deported.
Yeah.
Mason Cox out, deported. Don't be surprised if you see that coming up. And the other thing I worry about with them is if they're not used to playing in front of big crowds. I mean, they had 75,000 there last year, but they've got to remember, Melbourne had 90, we had 90. They're going to have to step up and get used to it. Have you heard the rumours that Collingwood are going to get Stephen May? Have you heard?
Yes, yeah, I have heard that.
Gold Coast.
From Gold Coast. That disappoints me.
What
and,
is that?
And I think it reflects poorly on Collingwood that a big, powerful club like that would chase a key player from a struggling club.
A captain
from another club like the Gold Coast. Yeah. I mean, have a look.
Is free agency working in your eyes, Mick? I think it's working quite nicely.
Bloody excellent, as far as I'm concerned. It's going to be big.
Mick,
I cannot wait. So it should be a public holiday. And if Collingwood win and do go through to the granny, good luck to them. It could be the first grand final motorcade ever where all the cars are stolen.
Hey, good luck on the front bar Thursday night. Loving your work loving the afternoon show. Kennedy and Malloy.
Good on you guys.
I loved Wisher last week in the top 50 bachelors. That was very, very good.
Who knew? Jeez. Yeah.
Good on you, Mick.
I couldn't get out of him where he finished, but I think you can say he was taken higher in the draft than he might have gone in The Bachelor.
Well done, Mick Malloy and Jane Kennedy this afternoon. Yeah. Kennedy Malloy here on Triple M.
What a goal! Ruin Ditts Overnight Sports.
For all your real estate needs out north,
see Grant Filkey at First National Gawler.
Still kicking goals.
Ru, Port Adelaide Footy Club in the news at the moment. This is the good part. They've re-signed two youngsters, Joe Attlee, Jared Leanett. Yep. I really liked Leanett this year. I thought he was fantastic.
Did a good job stepping in as a mature age player.
But what's the story? The continued speculation with Chad Wingard.
Well, we've been sort of on this for a month or so and copped a little bit of flack online from some Port supporters about talking about Wingard, but it is fact that he's out there having a look around.
But who's leading this? Who's pushing the agenda? So
well, that is an interesting question.
Is the club
question.
Shopping him around? Is his own manager shopping him around?
Well, let's take it one at a time. It might be both because now I might have missed this because I don't listen to everything, but I haven't heard Port come out and said he's a required player and he will be playing at Port next year.
See, from where I sit, Ru, you don't trade people as good as Chad Wingard. You don't offer them around, right? And I thought
talent-wise, you're talking.
Yeah, and when he went into the midfield this year, I thought he was superb in the midfield. Had a quiet start to the season.
Got a rocket before that, though, didn't he?
Yeah. But so, therefore, I don't know. You know, what's happening behind closed doors, I wouldn't have a clue. You know, is there unrest? Is he unhappy? Or is all of this speculation totally wrong?
No,
he's
there next speculation's not wrong. I can guarantee you that. But why aren't Port coming out and saying he's a required player? To me, that says, unless I've missed that, that they're okay for him to be out there doing it.
All right.
Look, maybe he's asking for more money than Port can pay. That might be a reason.
Okay.
Or he wants to go for a different environment. Don't know about why he would do that. He's from Adelaide. He's from Murray Bridge. Or is he just playing for money, trying to get the best deal he can get? But what, seriously, why, and no disrespect to the Western Bulldogs, but they're not exactly going up the rankings at the moment. They've got some issues there with where their list is at and what they're doing. Why would you go from Port Adelaide to the Western Bulldogs?
Why would Mitch McGovern go to the Gold Coast or Carlton? This is where it's all getting out of hand. The AFL might want to look at their Americanisation of the game. They've been so hell-bent on going down that path. And the Players Association wants free trade and
what
all
do you
this
want
sort
the AFL
stuff.
To do in this situation?
If
when players are contracted and want to go to other clubs.
You'll bloody see out your contract.
Mm-hmm. Well,
would that be, you know, outrageous or what?
Well, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's an AFL issue or whether it's the players.
No, but when I say the AFL, the game, the Players Association, everyone has created this atmosphere now. Where and the managers, they're all in it.
More movement.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, like Mitch McGovern's contracted
the AFL
your club.
Definitely like movement. There's no doubt about
but
that.
But why?
Because we're talking about it and it's in the news and, you know, it throws up all this sort of stuff. I think if you think
being unstable at clubs, talking about your star players is great. If they think it's great, then they're
You
mad.
Know what I would like the AFL to do is give the clubs more power.
Correct. And the coach of a club. I reckon the coach of the club and the club saying, no, mate, you signed here for 3 years, see out your deal.
Or the coach saying, you are going to the Western
Correct.
Bulldogs, pack your bags.
Yeah.
So that when a player wants to go somewhere, if he can do that, like what's happened the last couple of years, the club can also do that to a player he's in contract.
See, now you're making sense. I would like to abolish the Players Association.
You want to get rid of the Players Association?
What? Tell me what their role is.
Well, they help them get the right deal in the collective bargaining agreement. They help them do lots of little things, whether it can be training for study and all sorts of stuff.
I reckon the players do all right. And I reckon everyone listening right now would agree.
Yeah, but you can't
the players
say
do
that.
All right.
You can't say they don't play a role. It's,
what role do they play?
Well, they do. Trust me. You can't have Chad Wingard going to organise the next CBA because he'd have no idea what he's doing. You've got to have someone head up their association and protect their rights. Like, or do you just reckon you're going to send Rory Sloane into Gil McLaughlin?
They've introduced free agency. I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think it's a great thing at all. You've just said that.
Don't jump over me and try and win the argument.
No.
Oh. Sorry, I've got
an opinion here.
No, but
tell
you're
what,
not
you
listening.
Say what you think and
no,
we'll
but
sit
you're
back
not
and
listening. Like, how can the players go, forget about free agency, how do they go and, that absolute minimum you need them to go and argue for their pay rights and things like that. They do play a role, but what you're saying is don't, you know, there are some things they got wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't say they can't have a players association, which is what you just said.
Yeah, I did.
So you don't reckon they need anyone to go and represent them or anything?
You have your manager go in.
No. With the AFL, managers go in and do a negotiation between Chad and Port. who sets up how much they get paid for the whole year and the club and what, you know, rules they abide by with all the heaps of decisions that are made.
Well, we'll disagree. Let's move on.
So, are you admitting you're wrong, or are you going to keep going with it?
I'm wrong, am I? So my opinion's wrong, yours is right.
No, well, tell me, how could you run a competition without having
I don't think you need a players' association. That's all I'm saying. I don't know
so
what
every decision that would come up, who would make the decision?
The AFL. The AFL run the game.
So
I reckon players are pretty well looked after.
You'd get rid of all unions and everything everywhere in the whole world, would you? Or
don't think I said that.
Well, isn't that the same? That's what a players' association is, isn't it?
Yeah, I look at it as a sport. That's where you and I differ. Yeah, it's a business. I'm just saying. I don't know. I can't remember a good decision that or a time where I've gone, gee, the players' association's doing a good job. They seem to. The public perception, I think, is that they tend to go in and just argue for more and more and more, and players' wages go up every year.
Look, so what would happen with cricket? You wouldn't have a cricketers' association there?
No.
So they'd just cop whatever the ACB gave them for payment?
Did you see what the Cricket Association did last year?
But how would you do it without it?
Well, I don't know. We seem to get by before when we didn't have players' associations.
When they went to strike and had one-day cricket and that.
What do you mean?
When they didn't get paid right. When Dennis Lilly and that didn't get paid.
No, that was a different argument. Kapaka came in and created pyjama cricket, if you
like. They were getting paid nothing, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, definitely. Cricket. Definitely. Yeah. Anyway, do you want to move on or not?
Oh, I just find it fascinating. You don't reckon they should have an association to look after them?
No, but you're a former player. And so, obviously, you'll argue. I can see why you would argue that for sure. But I'm yet to see what a good thing the Players Association's done except be disruptive.
All right, we'll agree to disagree on that one. We'll get some players to... Brad Ebert's coming on tomorrow. We can ask him what role they do.
Mm.
See if he thinks they're worthwhile.
Yep, and he'd be a player, wouldn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll ask him.
So do you want to get Gil McLachlan on to ask from that perspective?
That'd be balanced
time?
To get both
one
sides
on each
that.
Side?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to hear from Terry Wallace on Chad Wingard, or we moved on from that?
No, you run the show. You tell me what you want to do.
Okay. I reckon we've had enough. Let's move on to North Adelaide's Max Thring has declared himself fit to face Nord in the grand final. So that is going to be huge. Nord, very short price favourites to win on the weekend. We'll see how that's going to go. How many people are they going to get there on the weekend? Do you reckon it's going to be good for them, or people going to turn their back?
Look, do you know what? Both clubs have got big followings. I think the crowd will be all right.
Is that why North got through?
No.
That's what a lot of people were suggesting.
But Nord have got a huge following, and they love winning flags, obviously. And North Adelaide, in their glory days, they always had good crowds. So I think it'll be pretty good.
All right, good stuff. All right, and then tennis. John Millman's parents leased a tennis court in Brisbane for their son when he was a teen, and now he's keen to repay the favour. He wants part of the $600,000-odd he earned at the US Open to finance his parents' end of year holiday.
Good on you, John.
Good on you, John.
That's our look at sport. Thanks to Grantley Filkey out there, First National at Gawler. I'm having lunch with Filks tomorrow. Could be a big day. Still kicking goals out there, First National in Gawler.
Ruin Dits for breakfast.
I've heard it on the radio. Whoa. I only have time for one.
Stop! Who are you and what are you doing now? It's definitely not Big Mouth.
Right,
it's
the mystery.
Not big now.
Who have we got on the line? Hello, good morning.
Hello, it's Matthias Cormann speaking.
Matthias, how are you?
I'm very well. Of course, you're always asking me why can't you get the Prime Minister? Because you used to speak to Malcolm Turnbull all the time.
Yeah,
he was making himself very available to you. And the answer to that is the Moon Man still can't do Scott Morrison, so you're stuck with me for the time being.
Fair enough. Hey, let's talk a bit of politics. Tony Abbott, lucky to win pre-selection in Warringah. Are you guys over him or what?
Well, you know, Tony is universally hated because he threw the party into mayhem with his vengeful right-handing of Malcolm Turnbull, who lost the confidence of the Liberal Party room.
Yeah.
So people were very happy for him to be defeated at the most recent pre-selection, but he survived. And that's because Tony is like a cockroach. He would survive a nuclear holocaust and still be in his dick stickers swimming across Sydney Harbour.
Yeah.
Hey, Matthias,
he's a weird dude.
Do you agree with the Royal Commission into aged care? It just sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on out there that we, you know, it's not appropriate.
Well, Yeah, I think so. I totally agree with it, because I think Australians are very irreverent and disrespectful when it comes to the aged. You know, they're per capita with the people that put our old people into nursing homes the most. You know, comes time to go on holiday, you put the dog down and throw your parents into a nursing home.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, in Europe, we look after our oldies. You know, over here, you need a royal commission. You can't just feed them custard and lasagna. You know, it's wrong to hit an old person across the head with Tupperware.
Oh, is it?
It's just, you shouldn't do that.
Right.
So if they're not doing what you say, you just can't go thump with a lunchbox. And, you know, kerosene baths, they're not good for anyone. So we've got to look into aged care. You shouldn't be laughing.
Sorry.
It's not right to hit an old person with Tupperware.
No.
Have you ever hit an old person with Tupperware?
No, I haven't. No.
This has been hit by an old person, just not with Tupperware.
Yeah. Yes, an old lady, no doubt.
Yeah.
We're trying to fill her up or something.
With an umbrella. Yeah.
What do you watch in your downtime, Matthias?
I'm TV,
really, brother. Really interested in...
Well, I'm a bit of a whiz in the kitchen. I am a whiz in the kitchen. I like using the Thermomix and the bar mix and the blender. So, you know, I enjoy cooking for breakfast, of course. I enjoy having a waffle. A cup of hot chocolate and a waffle. You put it in the waffle iron and you have a waffle. Do you like waffles?
Yeah, I do like waffles, yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Waffle.
Ah, waffle, yeah, that's correct.
A bit like we do from 6 to 9.
Sorry?
A bit like we do from 6 to 9, waffle.
Ah, waffle, yeah, that's fun. I like your sense of humour. And, of course, my favourite cuisine is Mexican, the guacamole, avocado, sour cream, burritos. All that beans is very good for your system. Get it moving nicely, yeah.
Right. Now, so you like the cooking shows?
I do. Now, I'm not going to rock places like for Triple M like Malcolm Turnbull used to. I'm going to tell a little bit of a dad joke because I like a funny ha-ha.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, this is for you, Ditch.
Yeah.
How many apples grow in an apple tree?
I don't know. How many?
They all do. They all grow on trees, Ditch.
Right.
I got you.
You did get
got
me.
You.
No, well, thank you. Hey, good on you, Matthias. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, Wiedersehen.
Wiedersehen.
Buena.
Buena. Matthias Cormann. 7-Eleven, Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Roo, a week or so ago, we heard that there was a disgruntled employee somewhere in Australia that sabotaged some strawberries, and now it's just escalating out of control.
Well, it is out of control because it's not just one place. I mean, there's several farms. We're now seeing vision of farmers dumping truckloads of strawberries, like, you know, 50-100 tons of strawberries just getting dropped on the ground. It would be absolutely heartbreaking. I've seen it in my own eyes up in the Riverland with people who have had to do it with oranges over the years, with not even picking grapes, leaving fruit on the trees. My mate was a big rock melon grower with a listeria thing, cost them millions of dollars. Strawberry farmers are going broke at the moment.
Can
they have worked their asses off.
Mm.
The tough, you know, it's super hard to make a living out of growing fruit.
So in less than a week, the industry is on its knees as a result of this.
On its knees. Families would be crying. It'd be absolutely be distraught to see what is happening in the faces, in the eyes, in the heads of people at the moment because of these idiots that think it's funny to stick a needle in a strawberry or now a needle in an apple.
Mm.
It's just ridiculous. I don't get what people are doing or why they're doing it, but Barnaby Joyce was pretty outspoken this morning. Let's have a listen to him.
Criminal who has done this needs to be pursued and hunted down. Somebody out there also knows who this person is. Don't give the criminal the capacity to get a win by removing strawberries. We have to work together to make sure that we deal with this issue. We can deal with it in a more with metal detectors. We can deal with it by people cutting up the strawberries. If we just take them off the shelves, then we're saying to this person, you succeeded. Your criminal act succeeded.
Yeah.
It's on with Barnaby Joyce. I told you on Monday that we had the strawberries in the fridge on the weekend and we ended up, mother-in-law was going to take them back where she bought them. I've changed in a couple of days now. I'm going to bloody cut them up into little bits and eat them and pay whatever we got to pay for them.
Mm.
Not because they're out cheaper. I want the strawberry growers to actually keep selling their strawberries.
Yep.
Obviously, I don't want a pin gun in my throat. But we can't let these idiots win this battle here and think they're funny or think they've got 5 minutes of fame on TV. This is, and whoever actually, I can't wait to find who these people are that have done it. Mm. And I know there's a 10-year jail sentence. They need to go to jail and they should bloody go and face up to these people who are going broke.
In Queensland, the government's offered a $100,000 reward for information. So
make it a million.
Things like this will come out in over the days, you would think. But you're right. Name, shame, lock them up. And you're right. Let's keep buying strawberries and keep eating them.
It's easy for people in Adelaide not to worry about this, but get out of your way and go and buy them. Seriously. Otherwise, good family businesses are going to go broke and they shouldn't be out of this.
Well, it's affecting Adelaide Hills farmers already. We saw the farmers from Nairn on the TV the other night, earlier this week. So it is affecting local farmers.
Yep.
It's not interstate, it's here as well.
Food terrorism is how it's getting described. And it is. It's ridiculous.
It's sabotaging a whole industry. And like you say, Roo, you've seen people in the Riverland go through this sort of heartache, this hardship, and it makes you cry.
I've seen grown men cry, and there's nothing good about that. So let's try and do our bit here. And if you do know anything about it in any way at all, dob them in, because they deserve to go to jail.
All right. Good on you, Roo. In a moment, Dr. Carl to join us with some wacky remedies. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M.
Science!
Grab the lab coats and whip out the Bunsen burners.
For science!
It's time to talk science
with Dr. Carl.
Oh, it's our specialty subject, science, Roo.
It is.
the man who's written something like 43 books, I think, at last count, including The Universe and Everything. Dr. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Roo and Dr. Ditt.
Hang on. Dr. Carl,
you haven't had a late night out, have you?
Actually, the real truth is that I've been taken over by the great god Baal to bring the demonic kingdom to earth via the pathetic weak body that I have currently inhabited. But the cover story that I'm giving out is I've got laryngitis.
All right, doctor, you need to see a good doctor.
Mm.
Oh, thank you so much. I thought I'd just go and chase down anything in the local newspaper. You're so clever.
So when you diagnosed yourself, how did you get laryngitis?
Mate, how do you get anything? The bacteria around. Look, we might think that because we have invented income tax, poetry, and weapons of mass destruction, that we are the highest form of life on the planet. But as far as the bacteria are concerned, we are just food.
Mm. Right.
I've often wondered, now this is getting off before we get to our topics, but when I walk into a waiting room full of people coughing and sneezing, they've all got the flu, why don't doctors get sick all the time? Do you just immune?
They do get sick as part of the price that they pay.
Mm, okay. So that's why you get paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Not your GPs, mate.
No.
They haven't had a major increase since 1992.
Mm. Okay, sounds like you're on that case. Let's go to, we're talking about body clocks here, Dr. Carl.
Yeah.
Like I might set mine at 4:45. Amazing how many times 4:43 or 4:44 I wake up and I go, I reckon it's about time to wake up. I checked my clock and bingo there, it was going to go off in a minute. How does your body just sense that when you're sound asleep?
Yeah.
Well, your body makes many different hormones, and the hormone in this case is called ACTH, adrenocorticotropic hormone. Doesn't matter the name, but what it is involved with is the circadian rhythm, and its job is to get you to wake up in the morning for the terrible stress of being alive for yet another day. Oh, my God, the horror.
But it is amazing, and I hear people say it all the time. It happens to me about flights, you know, that once in a lifetime you're going on a holiday and you've got to get up at 5 a.m. to get to the airport, and 4:59, you bolt upright in bed and go, my God.
How did I do that?
Yeah. Well, you keep looking at the clock all night for some reason. You can't get to sleep. And I don't know, these things just seem to happen to us.
Yeah, well, what happens is that normally we used to think that you've got no control over producing this hormone in your brain. And they did a study with a whole bunch of volunteers, and they turned off the lights at midnight, and they said, look, half of them, they said, we're going to wake you up at 6 a.m., the other half at 9 a.m., and in each case, just before 6 or 9 a.m., there was a very sudden and very sharp increase in the blood level of ACTH, and then they didn't wake them up. They did not wake them up, and they woke up by themselves at 6 or 9. So I know this is hard to believe, Roo and Ditz, but you guys are like the peak of human evolution because you can control your brain to wake you up without an alarm clock.
Well, the other one, Dr. Carl, we weren't going to ask you about this, but animals. Now, our dog, our pet dog, like clockwork every day, whether it's when it needs to be fed or when it's going for its walk or, you know, different things. Absolute, at the same time every day, it comes to you, I'm ready. You know, no, I'm, and people will tell you.
What does your dog do?
Well, he's like, he knows it's time for his walk. He stands by the door. And
For a walk, not for a go to the toilet.
No, or his feed. He knows, like, we usually feed him at 5:15 at night, right?
Yeah.
At about 10 past five, he's at me, right? It's, you know, I sort of have to say, mate, it's 5 minutes from now. Like, Dr. Carl,
like you are with your character.
Dogs are amazing.
That's right. So you have conditioned your dog to produce that adrenocorticotropin hormone, or ACTH. Have you run this past an ethics committee first?
No.
Ooh.
Why is that?
Mate, you could be in trouble for conditioning your dog without going past an ethics committee.
Brainwashed
your dog, skill? Mate. You could be in big poo for that one.
Yeah, just before you let us go, we'll cover aspirin next week. But snoring and drinking, why do humans tend to snore a bit more after having a few beverages, Dr. Carl?
For the same reason that a flag in the wind makes a flapping noise. So as the wind goes over the flag, it'll move it around. Yeah. And when the flag is nice and floppy, you get a loud flapping noise. Right. In the same way, wind is moving down your airways. Yeah. And because you've had too much alcohol, that's the official name for it, you have been anaesthetized. And therefore, the airways are more floppy. And they flop around. They flap around like a flag in the wind.
Right. So I've got a floppy
flag.
See,
when my wife now wakes me up at 3 a.m, says, "You're snoring," I can say to her, "It's because I'll say, have you ever seen a flag? Yeah, flapping in the wind, love." And she'll say, "Now I understand."
Ah, but then you've got to stop snoring as well, because snoring can be related to sleep apnea, which can be a major health problem.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Carl, go and see a quack and see if you can get fixed.
Look after yourself. Stop pushing yourself so hard. That's you're burning the candle at both ends. Have a rest. Stay home until Monday, right? Yeah.
Thank you. How much will it cost of that consultation be?
We'll just bulk bill.
We give free advice here.
Thank you.
All right, Dr.
Carl. Okay, see you later.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Take a day off. You don't have to feel any better. Come back and see Ruin Dits again.
we are going to talk about lazy habits, Dits, only because, you know, we just need to point these out.
Yeah.
You know, whether it is in your house when no one changes the toilet roll. I mean, because quite often when I go, you're in a rush, you're busting, you don't look and prepare. You don't go, righto, can I actually sit down? Is there toilet paper here? Am I all set to go?
You don't need a checklist before you do these things, do you?
I just think there's a rule in the house where, you know, you treat people the way you like to be treated when it suits you. And when you go to the toilet, you expect if someone's finished the roll, you replace it.
Well, do you know what's more frustrating in my house? Now, I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is that's doing it.
In this house of two that you live
with. There's only two of us, yeah. But one sheet left. One sheet left. Now, what is the point? So, in other words, get down to the last sheet. I might have to change the bloody toilet roll here, so I'll leave one sheet on.
If that's the case, you throw the sheet out.
Yeah.
Or you just whack extra sheet onto your fold or scrunch.
Yeah.
So you don't waste it.
Yeah. What am I going to do with one sheet, especially with a backside the size of mine? Well, what are you going to do with one, seriously?
No, that's right.
You know, so, and the other one, getting out of the bath, the toilet there, someone else in my house, again, puts the milk back in the fridge and there's about a millimetre of milk in it. Now,
you're not taking any responsibility?
Well, it's not me. No. I don't know who is doing it. There's, I say, you know.
Do you reckon you've got any lazy habits? Or are we perfect?
None that spring night. No, I think we've got it right, I think. I think so, yeah.
All right, well, let's take some.
But what about the other, and this comes up all the time in the workplace, fridges. Who leaves their stuff in the fridge in a workplace? We've got, this makes us sound disgusting. There's a coffee plunger here that hasn't been cleaned or emptied for 6 months. It's just sitting there with mould in it.
You're the only one who uses a plunger here.
Oh, okay.
You idiot. Who else uses... Plungers went out in the 60s, didn't they?
No, plunger coffee's good.
Plunger coffee.
Yeah, yeah. No, but lazy habits in the house just drive you insane, don't they? Like you say, you're busting, you get into the dunny and...
Oh, hang on. Go and blow your nose. Oh, hang on. Put your hand in the tissue box. No tissues.
No tissues.
Throw the box out.
Oh, there's one tissue left. What's the point of leaving one tissue?
I can
just use it.
No, I'll pay the one tissue.
No, use it. Use it if you see there's only one left, whack it in with the ones you're already using and use them.
The point is we want to point out lazy people here. 133353. We got prizes.
Name and shame the people in your household
or workplace.
Yeah. Off to Def Leppard. This is
Def Leppard.
Yeah, which is coming up at the Entertainment Centre on Sunday, November 4. Tickets available right now. You can head to livenation.com.au for your tickets.
Name and shame.
Yeah, lazy habits.
Maybe even returning your footy tickets, Dits. That's lazy.
That'd oh, annoy. Now That's this annoying. Came up the other day.
That's
yeah,
right. So give them back.
Have you got them back yet?
Well, I don't know. The season's finished. I don't need them anymore anyway.
Don't you need them for finals?
No. Okay. You just ring up if you can get through. All right, on Ticketek.
133353. We're talking about lazy habits.
Yeah, name and shame these people were. You can't just leave an empty toilet roll laying around. Let's go to Roseworthy. G'day, Belinda.
Good morning, fellas. I have three boys aged 10, 11 and 48, so I have all sorts of habits. But right. The main one that drives me nuts is the dirty undies on the floor right next to the bloody basket.
Oh, hang on. Isn't that the anger in your voice, Belinda?
Isn't that where they go, Belinda?
No, they go in it.
Oh, okay.
Don't they just they can nearly crawl into it, can't they, from there?
How often have you broached this subject? How does this discussion go?
Oh, I've given up. It's happened several times a week for years, so I just do it now. Mm. That's probably why it keeps happening.
Yeah, but they've won now. You know that, Belinda.
And is he teaching? Is he having an influence on the two younger ones as well?
Oh, they're not too bad, but they do the toilet rolls. They will replace it, but then they'll leave the empty roll in the basket where all the fresh rolls are.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's a step that's in the passable. Right direction, though. At least you're not walking around.
They're halfway there.
Righto.
All
right. What about better now, Belinda? Or...
I do.
Hey, what about the walk you have to take when you are in the position where there is no toilet paper and you've already, you know?
Yeah, but in your house, don't you just open the door and yell out, "Hey, is anyone there?" Hey,
yeah, but sometimes there's not.
Oh,
it's a tough walk.
I don't want to picture that.
It's a tough waddle.
Right. Oh, sorry about that image, everyone.
133353. We're taking calls on lazy habits.
Lazy habits around the house, around the workplace.
Let's go to Seacombe Gardens. G'day, Natasha.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Who do you want to name and shame here? What have they done? What's their crime?
Well, she doesn't live in this state anymore, so that's good. But, yeah, kitchen cupboard doors, just go into the kitchen and open doors, not just one, but several, and then just walk out with
Natasha,
them, left them open.
This, you know, I've already mentioned someone else in my house. My wife does this. Natasha, and it's funny, and her sister, Celia, good morning, Celia, love you, Celia, but I go around to their house, she does the same thing. You can go into the, and it can be cupboards, there'll be a drawer open, it'll be all sorts of things left over. Like, there could be half a dozen in the kitchen at the same time. Seriously.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't believe it. I know.
Yeah. No, she's a political journalist as well.
I feel
she's a political journalist.
Oh, well, that narrows it down.
Okay.
Are we talking to Natasha Stott Despoyer here or not?
No. I don't have a pair of docks. Yeah.
Righto. Rue, does your wife do that or not? Leave everything open?
She leaves lights on all the time, and that gives me the grief.
I don't know why. Kate will go to the drawer and get a knife and fork out, and the drawer stays open. And then she'll go to the cupboard and get a plate out. That stays open. It's unbelievable.
I'm sensing you're going to have to get auto-closing cupboards.
I know.
Good stuff now that you've just ratted on everything Kate does wrong in your house. Let's go to Aldinga Beach. G'day, Andrew.
How are you, boys?
What happens in your workplace or home?
We have a bit of a bell end at work that leaves his coffee cup around for weeks and months at a time. Yeah, what we do is we add a little bit of milk and whatever we have on hand to it and see what we can grow in it while he's in between washing up.
Okay. Well, if you've got to learn a lesson the hard way sometimes, let's go to, we've got Roberto here from sales at Triple M. G'day, Roberto.
Morning, boys.
Yes. So what would you like to say, Roberto?
I would like to say that every morning when I fill up my water bottle in the back kitchen sink there, you guys have left your dishes on top of the sink and not put it in the dishwasher.
That's not true.
That is not true.
In fact, every the line is
day.
Breaking what? Out here, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure. You guys need to take a couple of pills of your own medicine.
Yeah, about a bit of teamwork. I thought we were a team. Listen,
we are a team, but you guys are potting everyone else out there. But you're the culprit.
Roberto,
the kitchen's on the sink.
Hey, I'll have you know, I actually stacked the dishwasher here at Triple M, which I don't even do that at home.
I don't think I've ever seen you do that, mate. Well, but anyway, I just wanted to call out to the listeners that you're not as good as you think you are with this sort of stuff.
Roberto, you're in charge of sales, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you get out and sell?
Yeah, actually do.
And get off the phone?
Your job.
Yeah, pretty much doing that right now.
Right. Hang up on him. Thank you. Look, Roo, I'm keeping people employed. If I put the dishes in the dishwasher, the person that normally does that, what are they going to do?
That's right.
I've got to give them something to do.
Very, very considerate. You're going to give a prize, I reckon.
Well, it's not Roberto.
No, he won't be getting anything at all. Natasha?
Yeah, Seacombe Gardens.
All right.
Now, Natasha, you're off to see Def Leppard with the Scorpions, Adelaide Entertainment Centre. If anyone wants to go, it's Sunday, November 4. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au.
The Rooba is back. 4 new voices, $10,000 in cash up for grabs next.
8:43 here on Triple M.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Yep, these boys do all of those things. We've got Nails, we've got Flack and Josh all from the office. Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Righto, what do you got first up from Ruin?
Talking about yesterday with the Angels about is it acceptable for the girls to snoop through your partner's phones?
Yes,
and I tell you what, it was 3-0. They all had a snoop.
They were all over it.
They tried to justify it.
Yeah. They said they don't, but then by the end of the conversation, they had all done it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very, very surprising. Boys, are you surprised by these horrific stats, or do you know that your partners will be going through your phones and accordingly delete anything that you don't want seen?
Nails?
Or are you just a clean sort of guy? No,
that surprises me. I mean, I've been with Tor for 2.5 years, and I've never even thought of looking through her phone. So I think trust's a big thing in a relationship, and if you're snooping through your partner's phones, then that's probably not,
So you're having a crack at our Angels, who were 3-0.
Yeah.
Have you looked through her phone?
No, I've never looked through her phone. Whether she's looked through mine, I'm not too sure, but I've got nothing to hide, so it doesn't really bother me too much.
What about previously?
I have once previously, so it was an ex-girlfriend, probably about 10 years ago. But
and what made you do that?
A message came up on her phone from another fella that wasn't me. So,
but hang on, but how did you know that? So you're obviously looking.
It says on the text message, it's got on the front. First few lines. So, there were some pretty shady lines there, Dit. So I thought I'd better dig a little bit deeper.
My point being, though,
you
were looking at her phone, though, to see that, weren't you?
Time of the relationship? Did you know it was about
the end?
I think
her phone just flashed up in bed and she was in the shower, so I just looked over at it. But I wouldn't actively go out there and search through it. So.
And that all ended bad, I take it.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Flack.
It was the last shower she had.
I've done the same. I've checked. And that almost exact thing happened to me. My ex-girlfriend's phone flashed up. And you know how you can have message preview?
Yeah.
This wasn't a text message, it was a video message.
Oh, shivers, Flack. You could have got a real shock.
And it was a bloke in a shower. And that bloke wasn't me.
Kidding.
So I went through a phone and there was quite a trail of text messages.
Right.
So I have gone through the phone, haven't done it since, but I'd probably do it again.
You are gold. Right. I love you on the Metro.
Josh?
I've never done it, but I wouldn't say I wouldn't. If you think something is up, you'd probably have a look. And sometimes it's just a natural instinct. If their phone lights up and they've got a message notification or something, you might have a peek over. But I don't actively go out to look, and don't think I'd know their PIN number anyway. That's a big one.
So if you're walking past and there's a message there, you're allowed to peek, but you're not allowed to go further and
press the button.
Yeah, you can't open it. Well, you need to know the PIN number anyway, though, don't you? So I don't know how many people know that. Do you know your wife's PIN number?
I do, actually.
I do.
Yeah. What's going on there?
What about kids out of marriage? So having kids before you're married?
See, once upon a time, this was absolute taboo, wasn't it?
Oh,
go back 20, 30, 40 years.
Shotgun wedding.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. Whereas I guess our question to you blokes now, does it ever go through your mind? Is it an issue now, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, my brothers just had a kid before they were married.
Yep.
It wouldn't bother me at all, I don't think. And
your dad didn't say anything?
But what about parents?
Didn't bother them at all. They were just happy to have a grandkid, I think.
Yep.
But I think it's changed a little bit because I think in your days, boys, you probably bought a house around sort of early 20s.
Mm.
Whereas now everything sort of happens in quick succession. You're not buying a house till late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. And then you go, oh, you know, marriage and kid, it all sort of happens at once. It's not as spread out as it once was. So, yeah, I think that's why it's happening more and more.
Mm. Flack?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And, I mean, accidents happen anyway.
So. Well, they do.
I don't think it's happened to me, but they
do. If you want to feel good about your life, just go and talk to Flack for a while. If you're feeling a bit down or, you know.
A few little Flacks running around.
Things are different now. I'm not married. I don't have kids and I don't own a house and I'm in my 30s. So things are different these days, boys. Josh. Thanks, Roo.
I think it's pretty funny. You see people announce on social media saying that they're having a kid and then 2 months down the track, they've got a ring on their missus' finger. So, I don't know.
Pressure.
That's what I mean. It's a bit of a pressure once you have a kid. But, I'm not too fussed by it.
Yeah. So, amongst your mates now, there's no stigma attached to it or there's nothing, you know.
No
negativity whatsoever.
Not at all. Not at all, no. Yeah.
I think it's happening more. Like I'm saying, it's more common to not be married almost than have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems to be the way it's going.
All right. Feel better for talking to you blokes today. Thanks, Metros.
Cheers, boys.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Home, the biggest single-story display home in South Australia. Distinctivehomes.com.au.